USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The World Bank warns of a global recession. Contributing factors for the group is COVID-19 in China, rising interest rates, and the cost of living crisis. They've all darkened the outlook through the end of the year. The cost of almost everything from food to fertilizers is soaring, causing consumers to spend less. As governments aim to bring down the cost of living, containing inflation without pushing economies into slowdown is the big challenge.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you.
Before becoming president, Dwight Eisenhower had a demanding job. Today marks the Day of Days. D-Day, on this day in 1944, was the beginning of the end for Nazi Germany. We are USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this keep, sir. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys, and so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there so make sure you get the right product for you. Make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
Gasoline prices continue to rise.
The national average for a gallon of gas is up to $4.81. That's 5 cents higher than Friday and over 20 cents higher than last week this time. The head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy thinks the national average will reach $5 per gallon as soon as June 17th. California has the most expensive gas at $6.30 a gallon. For USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Bassist Alec John Such, a founding member of Bon Jovi, has died at the age of 70. John Bon Jovi made the announcement on social media Sunday. Alec left the band in 1994. Cause of death was not shared. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, health care, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Life Line now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida began rolling out the Artemis 1 moon rocket from the assembly building at about midnight Eastern last night. It will take approximately 8 to 12 hours for NASA to transport Artemis 1 along the 4-mile road to Launch Pad 39B. Credibility. It's never given away freely and is always earned. American families suffering from the baby formula shortage in America continue to hear excuses from top leaders. Lonnie Chen is running for California State Controller tomorrow in the Golden State. He was on Fox News early Monday morning describing a lack of accountability within the Biden administration.
It's an accountability crisis. That's really what it is. It's a lack of accountability. This baby formula shortage actually goes back even farther than that. The Biden administration could have been notified as early as September of last year that there was a potential problem with the Abbott manufacturing plant. And then for them now to be unable to provide accountability for what's going on, and more importantly, to continue refusing to accept responsibility. There are homeless folks on the street here in California. We don't have adequate storage for water, so we're told we can only water our lawns twice a week. All of these challenges are challenges of accountability and transparency, and I believe we need to start fixing those things by electing folks who are actually going to be responsive and responsible to taxpayers. That is how we get this turned around, not by obfuscating and continuing to avoid the problem, yes, which is exactly what the Biden administration is doing with this baby formula thing.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.